Somebody had a smoke break outside, didn't they?
He's the culprit.
Can smell it.
Jared Bevel's the offensive coordinator, obviously, at Seattle. Somebody that you knew.
He doesn't look very similar, by the way.
A little bit.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. Do you study him much? Does he give you a lot of clues because you know him well as to what they're going to do?
No, I mean, they got a different offense than what we ran here. So, that's more on the coach's side. I just try to focus on what our game plan is and my opponent and what I got to do to try to help our team win.
The challenge in stopping Lynch.
Oh, goodness. About the challenge of stop, same challenge about stopping AP. You know, he's a big back. He's physical, downhill, but he's got the speed and the power. I mean, he can get to the edge and take any play of the house. And he's physical. I mean, you gotta hit him and wrap him up. And he's a heck of a back. So it is a challenge. And you know, we have to tackle. We have to gang tackle. We have to get more than what. Sorry.
Fumble.
Yeah, fumble. You got to get more than one guy. You got to get more than one guy to the ball. That's for sure.
Is he the most similar to AP in the league?
Right. Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say they're very similar. They're both beasts. It's a way to explain it. I mean, it's fun playing against him. I like playing against Marshawn. I mean, it's one of those guys where if you can't get up for a game playing against him, he's going to let you know about it, too. So that's what's fun about it. So, I'd say those two are probably, most similar to each other in the league.
Jerry, you talked about playing in tough environments before. Do you like going into that?
Yeah, it makes it fun, you know. You hate playing in no offense to Jacksonville or a team like that, but you go down there and the crowd's empty, the fans feel about their 100 yards away, but you go to Seattle and it's loud, trash talking. It's the way it's supposed to be. So those kind of environments are fun to play in, and especially go down there and if you can get a win there, I mean, it makes it that much sweeter, you know. So they always talk about tough environments to play. I mean, it's just loud. The fans are going to come on the field and attack you or anything. hope not, right? We don't need like a Monica Sellers or anything going on. But yeah, probably. I apologize for that. That was just a reference of fans attacking you and play on words. That's why people talk about it's a crazy environment. It's just fans screaming like they're supposed to. So it's just loud, but it makes it fun.
Kevin, and B-Rob kind of had a taste of what it used to be like in last game. How can you keep that going forward? Because I think it infected the younger guys too.
Yeah, it was fun. We got to keep that going. And part of it is getting a lead. Part of it is being successful in early downs. It's hard to do that stuff if you're down, if you're losing the game. So when you got a lead at the end, you can do some things. And if you're in one of those competitive games we able to come out in the second half and really, and get after it and be good on first and second down. I mean, this game's going to be the same way. We got to be good on first and second down. If you let Seattle play in that two to four, five area, it's going to be a long day for us, and we're going to come back here with our heads hung, wondering what the heck happened. So, you have to be good, and try to force them to be one-dimensional. If they're a balanced football team, it is not good. Then it is a hostile environment. Then you wish the fans would attack you because you just look at someone puts you out of your misery at that point.
Last week you had mentioned after the game how big of a game Kevin had. Well, what does Kevin mean to you as a player and to the locker room in general?
Oh, Kevin's one of the best friends I've ever had in this league. He's a guy that he just comes to work. When I first came here, to knowing what him and Pat were doing, and coming to play with quality D tackles like that, I was excited. But to see their work ethic and their competitiveness amongst each other, and just that whole D line room when I first got here was contagious, and it forced you to step your game up, and it forced you to practice better because it was in direct competition with him, on a friendly level. But Kevin, he's one of those guys that he doesn't say a lot, so when he does say something, you listen. He's a guy that that I look up to, his personal life and the way he conducts himself, and from being a father to a husband to just his overall morals and values. Sometimes you meet somebody and they align. Everything kind of aligns with how you want to live your life, and that's what Kevin is. And I think he's a rock in this locker room. He's a model of consistency year in and year out. He has his opinions, and a lot of times he doesn't voice them until it gets to a point where it needs to be voiced. And quietly hilarious. Dude's one of the funniest dudes in the locker room. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it's everything. I mean, you know, not knowing if we're going to be together or not next year is something that is, it always weighs on your mind. I mean, it's going to be different to if Big 93 isn't next to me, you know. Like I said, I got all the respect in the world for him. I love him like a brother, man, honestly.
Are you interested to see if Percy's lined up across from you?
I sure hope he isn't. Percy's good enough, let alone coming back with fresh legs and pissed off at us, right? No, Percy, he's a heck of a player. Either way, I mean, there's talent all over this league. I mean, whoever anybody lines up is going to be talented, you know. We have talented guys. You know, they got talented guys. And, it's about executing the call and making plays when you have an opportunity, you know. Percy's the type of guy, you got to stop him before he starts. You can't let him get going. You can't let him get, in the open field. I mean, that's where he's dangerous. Those second effort plays, I mean, we obviously got to see firsthand what he can do. He's a tough kid. So, if he's in there, we're going to have to go hit him. He's going to be a tough opponent. Even the best teams can be beat. It's very rare that teams are, 16-0 in this league.
Derek, did you see any head coaching traits in Bevel?
My relationship with Bevel was more on just kind of, we went to a couple concerts together. just kind of hung out, you know what I mean? I think he's a heck of a coach. I really do. I mean, what he's doing in that offense down there is remarkable. I mean, I joke and I was like, man, where were all those screens when we were here? I don't really know. I guess when you look at head coach qualities, I didn't have the day-to-day interaction with him. So I wouldn't know as far as like what his coaching techniques or methods are, but he's a cool dude. Like, I like the guy. So, and obviously he's having success on an offensive play calling as an offensive coordinator. So, I mean, and I'm sure he aspires to be that way. So go get him. I don't know.
What concert?
He went to a Taylor Swift concert together, which was awkward. It was awkward. It was a bunch of 15-year-olds. I thought it was like I had like a Hannah Montana concert for a while. I was like, what is going on here? My wife, I'm like, I think we need to leave. It was like Spirit Fingers and choreographed dances. I was in the wrong place. And then Rascal Flatts concert. Yeah, good times. So. Yeah, Taylor Swift. His kids wanted to go. I knew someone's road manager. Absolutely, I was at Taylor. I used to be a big. I'm a huge country music fan, and back in the day, this was years back. But when Taylor first came out, it was great. I liked her music, and but I went to the concert. I'd never been to a concert. I was assuming it was going to be like a normal concert. It was. It was like a tween concert. And I was just like, why am I? What is going on? Just being Bevel, creeping it. No. He brought his. I had my wife with me, and he had his kids with him.
And Hannah Montana too.
No, that was a joke. Okay. Man, you media guys are separate. You media guys will take anything, won't you? It's called satire. Is that even the word or sarcasm? There you go. Satire, sarcasm. I wasn't a history or English major. English was bad for me.
I think we got our loop.
Got it? All right.
Jonas Brothers in town.
Jonas Brothers. You get me at an umbot.